Lovely, Pop. Have a look at that now with the business futurist Maurice Maslowski from businessfuturist.com today, taking a look at a story from late last week on Melbourne's St. Vincent's Hospital announcing the imminent 3D printing of human organs. Maurice Maslowski, good morning.
Hello, David.
Maurice, surely this is something out of science fiction. Is this the real deal?
Doesn't it sound like it's something like out of Milton the Monster or something? But no, absolutely, it's the real deal. It's been on the verge for about a decade or so, and we're getting to the point where doctors, scientists, engineers are really comfortable that within 5 years, which is what this conference said last year, within 5 years we'll start to do these things, and within 10 to 15 years this will be a regular part of medicine.
Oh, goodness. So how significant is this new development?
I don't think that we can state how significant it is, because it's going to change everything about the way that we understand medicine to be. So what we're talking about here is, and again, it's a futurist conversation 5, 10, 15 years out from now, but certainly, let's say, 15, 20 years from now, many of the things that we suffer with may be able to be overcome by simply removing whatever's wrong with us and replacing it with a facsimile, with a real facsimile of it. So, for instance, if we have a broken hip, and this has been done already in the last 3 years, if we have a broken hip, we can remove the bone. They make a digital image of the bone. So if you think about a 3D scan and then a 3D screen, they can put that image into the screen. They can manipulate it to take out what's broken or what's wrong with it. In other words, make it on the screen look like it should. And then they send it to a 3D printer, which is kind of like the old dot matrix printer. And it then prints off that bone, in this case, or that human organ. And it's not as easy as just taking it out of the machine and putting it into a body, but certainly that's one of the steps along the way to replacing it.
It's just amazing. I mean, body parts are ultra complex. How on earth can a printer get that kind of detail?
Yeah, isn't it? It's quite incredible. Now, what it has is really multi-steps. But at the moment, in its early days, what they're doing is they're providing what are called sucrose frameworks. And sucrose is a sugar. So what they're doing is building that, because that's relatively easy for them. It really is just kind of a sugary substance. So they're using that as a substrate, so they're making the bone out of that. At this stage then, they're then putting skin and cells and other things on top of that bone inside the human body and letting it grow back over 3 to 5 months. So it's kind of an interim step while they get the technology right over the next decade or so. But quite phenomenal. There was an interesting case in England only in the last 2 months as well, where a gentleman unfortunately lost half of his face to cancer, and literally they had to scoop out his cheekbones, part of his eye and part of the left side of his face, and he was left with quite a large hole that traditionally would be a prosthesis would go over, a mask or something. And they've 3D printed his old face again onto tissue, onto all sorts of connective bones, and they've given him a replacement half face. Now, from a distance, and not too much of a distance, it's really hard to tell the difference between the fake, so to speak, and his true face.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Any idea, how long does it take to print out one of these things? Just to put it in and take it out 10 minutes later and it's ready to go?
It really depends on the complexity of it. It's somewhere literally from hours to many hours, but less than a day in most cases. So it might be a 3, 4, 5 hour job to do this sort of thing.
Incredible. Okay, yeah. So that's spare body parts maybe on the menu. What else do you think we'll be able to print?
Well, this whole notion of 3D or three-dimensional printing that has been on the horizon for about 10 years or so, it's moving into manufacturing. I think it's going to bring about the third industrial revolution. We're going to change the way that we operate, the way that we manufacture pretty much everything. The notion that's been flying around is that these 3D printers will not only be used in our offices and our factories, but we'll also have them at home within 10 to 15 years. Now, it may seem a step too far, as many things we talk about on a Monday morning are, but the PC is really only 20 or 30 years old, and nobody thought we were going to have that at home either. So these 3D printers won't be used for body parts, but they'll be used, for instance, to print you off a dinner set. They could be used to print you off some underwear or clothing that you might need, or many of the things that you would buy around the home now.
So it can take different materials. We're not just talking about plastics here. It can take pretty much anything.
It can. At this stage, you need a purpose printer for each one of those.
Yeah.
So we're really early into it. So you'd buy one machine. They're from terribly expensive to relatively inexpensive, funnily enough. You can get a Hasbro toy 3D printer that prints out kind of like Lego plasticky toys, and that one's only $375, and you can buy that now. You can buy an HP, in other words, the normal branded ones, you can buy them at somewhere between $5,000 and $15,000, $20,000, again, basic things, or you can go into the $1 million. That's where we're at the moment. So to achieve different things at this stage, you would have to buy a different printer for each type of element that you put in, and it's kind of like when we put ink into a printer. It's very much the same. So you would buy that kind of substance that you would want it to come out in, whether it was ceramic or glass or whatever else. And that would be the element you would put into this 3D printer. You would then feed it the plans that you wanted with any changes that you wanted made to it, and it would print it out.
Absolutely extraordinary. Is it right, the American Army is actually already using some 3D printers?
Yeah, they are. Now, what they have are really, really large containers, you know, like the ones we put on the ships. They take them out into the battlefield with them, and they use them to replace parts for machinery, for guns and other things they might not be able to get on site very quickly. If you think about it, they're literally in the middle of nowhere. There are no shipping containers, nothing that can come to them quite quickly. So what they take with them is the plans and the rights to be able to build spare parts as they need them. And they literally go into the shipping container, print out whatever it is they need to do, and then send it back out to be fixed back into the car or the machine gun or whatever else.
As you said before, entering a new era of technology.
We are. I mean, we're having a conversation that a decade from now will seem quite ordinary, but now is absolutely extraordinary, as it should be.
An exciting glimpse of the future. Okay, Maurice, remind us how we can keep up to date with what's happening in the future.
So it's always businessfuturist.com.
Maurice Poslowski, always great catching up. We'll catch you again in a fortnight. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it.
Thanks now, Maurice Poslowski from businessfuturist.com on ABC Local Radio Queensland.